Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of Old School. Yeah.
Gotta be careful with that microphone.
Yeah, every now and then. You know,
I don't think I understood the responsibility that Rico shoulders
on a daily basis. Jay Foreman keeps him on
you gotta do that with Rico. Where is little Rico? Where you at, little man? Little Rico.
He's coming.
Little Big Head, where you at, dog?
He's coming.
Little Big Head at? Look where Hedy Murphy at?
Hedy Murphy is just that's going to be the
head
shirt.
Of the class. Where are you
is
at?
Is that going to be the shirt?
Hedy Murphy, head of the class. Where are you at, Rico? Rico, anybody out there, I'm paging Rico Alvarez. Where are you at, man? I haven't seen you. Did I run you off? Head of the class, head of the
I'm
block.
Sorry, Hedy Murphy killed me.
Big business, where you at, man? You know they had the Shaq with Big Aristotle. Rico's his big old head. Where you at, man? You got a big old barbecue pit up there. Where you at, brother? I'm looking for you, man.
Dome.
Huh? Derek the Dome Head, where you at? Rico, where are you? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I think the Mark's commercial top 10 is going to be tough.
You're probably better off doing the worst commercials ever because – there's so many good commercials, it's hard to pick 10.
Oh, there's a lot of bad ones, too.
Yeah.
What's your bad commercial top two? Like, what are the first two to come to mind?
Oh, man.
First two to come to mind.
Drawing a blank on that one. You got anything?
No, the worst commercials. Like, the ones that – they're ones – I'm trying to think of the ones that where you just – I mentally block them
out. I mean,
out
there's things like what was a puppy monkey baby? From the Super Bowl,
horrible
things like that are pretty terrible.
Terrible. But everybody knew it; like it landed because.
What was it? What was it for?
Would you pay all that money to get this Super Bowl ad? And it was garbage.
Yeah.
How many people lose their jobs like that? Like, dang, this is a commercial that you got brought up the chain.
That's a lot.
The fact that I have no idea what it was for. Financial services,
but
that's
Doritos, most.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out what half the commercials of the last Super Bowl were.
Yeah.
Like, you just got a celebrity to say some stuff, and then, by the way, tissues. It had nothing to do with anything we were watching. So
or Bitcoin, right? A lot of them were Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Wasn't there one that was just a QR code?
Yeah.
For some sort of crypto?
Scan it. Yeah.
Yeah, scan it. They, like I said, WWE
it worked, they scanned
did
it.
Did you?
I did. They got me.
Mark.
I had to know.
Mark, don't be that dude. Jay, Super College World Series, where you've got Ole Miss making its presence known, and Oklahoma with the opportunity to win both the baseball and softball championships in the same year. Interest level.
I'm interested because of the pitching of Ole Miss and the timely, dominant play of Oklahoma, kind of under the radar. You know, obviously, their fans are rowdy, but Ole Miss fans obviously have kind of overtaken Omaha. So I'm interested to see, who can, push themselves over the finish line, or did Ole Miss kind of, use all their, the bullets in their gun. So it's going to be interesting to see, how this shakes out just because of, I don't know when it's been done, but if Oklahoma is able to win the baseball and softball, that's some pretty big stuff.
Jay, you're a football guy. It is there's playoff football this weekend.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Mike Riley won the coach of the year.
Bro.
I cannot. That lets me know right now, I know they always have roadblocks up there for brothers to go from, zero to – I know for a fact right now. I could go to the USFL or wherever he's at and be the coach of the year.
I'm just saying.
It's ridiculous. But you know what? The football, I think, is better than what people thought. I think they probably underestimated or overshot the runway how they would get fanfare there. So they need to find a way to do that. And obviously, I think whether you're changing the cities or something like that, I like it. I like it for guys to get opportunities to play. I like it that it's, you know, I'd like it to even more to be kind of associated with the NFL. I think the season time is great, you know, where, hey, look, dude, this is an opportunity for you to play. And then you'll be fresher going into training camp. But we'll see.
Finally. I mean, this is the Philadelphia Stars, New Jersey Generals in game one Saturday at 2 o'clock. Breakers, Stallions game two. They're actually going to have playoff football this weekend.
Nothing wrong with that. A little slow weekend. Because I'm sure the Avalanche will probably avalanche the Tampa Bay. I think it's over.
Yeah, I think they close it out. Thank you, brother. Stay tuned. One-on-one coming up here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Say big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Say big.